现在我们一起攻读神的话语，请各位请起立。我们用恭敬的心来读今天的经文，是约翰福音第11章1到11节，若用教会的圣经，是在新约的143页。第11章到第11章1节到11节，我们一起来同声诵读，请。有一个患病的人，名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟，他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说：这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天，然后对门徒说：我们再往犹太去吧。门徒说：拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？耶稣回答说：白日不是有12个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光；若在黑夜走路，就必跌倒，因为他没有光。耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们真的满心欢喜的赞美你，我们能够来到这里，我们来扬手来敬拜你，我们感谢赞美你赐下你的话语是何等的宝贵。主啊，求主开我们的心，让我们在这个以神话语敬拜的时候真的是满满的得着。求主让我们能够在整个过程当中，我们的摆上都蒙神的悦纳，愿一切荣耀和颂赞都归于主。祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿们。请坐。现在是正道的时间，我们将时间交给Alex 弟兄，他今天正道的主题是跟随耶稣。
Good morning, everybody.
早安，各位。
My message today comes from John chapter 11, the story of Lazarus. Today's message is the first of a two-part series. Today, we will cover the first 16 verses about following Jesus. And next week, we will cover verses 17 to 44 in a message that I titled, When Bad Things Happen to God's People.
我今天讲到是来自约翰福音11章拉撒路的故事。今天的讯息是两部分的第一部。那我们今天会看经文1到16节，是关于跟随耶稣。下礼拜我们会查看经文17节到44节，讯息是关于当坏事临到神的子民。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We want to offer our best. But anything we have to offer, it was given by you in the first place.The only thing that we have to bring to you that is entirely of our own making is our sin, things that we did to make you sad. You welcome us nonetheless this morning, and we thank you. We hope and pray that your Spirit will be among us, speaking to us, opening our hearts to receive the message that you want us to hear today. And may we be encouraged and changed for the better. Give up this time to you. Ask you to have lordship over this service today. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So what or who do you follow in life? I hear people say, follow your passion, because that sounds like a good thing to say. Now some people, if you're younger, you follow your parents, perhaps. You study what they want you to study.Some people follow power, fame, or money.
在你的生命中有什么人或什么事是你想要跟随的呢？有的人跟随他们的热忱，因为听起来挺好的。有些人是跟随父母，他们念书计划都是听从父母的。那有些人是跟随权势、名望，甚至是金钱。
Now, what does it mean to follow Jesus?
什么是跟随耶稣呢？
First, I'll tell you what it does not mean. It does not mean knowing about Jesus. Now, I know about the U.S. president. I know his name is Obama. I know he belongs to the Democratic Party. And I know that he lives in the White House. But knowing facts about the president doesn't make me a disciple.
首先我要告诉你什么不是跟随耶稣。知道耶稣不是跟随耶稣，就像是我知道美国总统，他的名字叫奥巴马，他是住在白宫，他是民主党。可是知道这些事并不代表就是认识他。
Now, when you read the Bible, especially Jesus' own words, you learn to put aside your own belief or your own definition of belief. To believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, means to accept him as your Lord and Savior and to follow him in your daily life.To believe in Jesus means to put your life in Jesus' hands, no matter what.
当你念到圣经的时候，尤其是念到耶稣的话，首先你要抛开你自己对相信的定义。相信耶稣是弥赛亚救世主，是神的儿子，这是表示说你接受他为你的主，你的救主。而且你要在每天的生活中来跟随他。相信耶稣是指不论发生什么事情，你就是把生命交托给耶稣。
Now in John chapter 11, the first five verses sets the stage. Now verse 16 focus in on the conversation between Jesus and the disciples. Therefore, I will focus today's message on Jesus and his disciples. We will explore who we are as disciples, who Jesus is, and what we will face when following Jesus.
约翰福音十一章一到五节是介绍故事的背景，六到十六节则是耶稣和门徒之间的对话。所以今天的讯息会专注在耶稣和他的门徒。我们会探讨门徒的自我认识，耶稣是谁，以及跟随耶稣会面临哪些事情。
So open your Bibles to John chapter 11.
就请翻开你的圣经到约翰福音十一章。
I'm going to read the first five verses. Now, a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, a village of Mary and her sister Martha. Now, this Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.Now, Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus.
约翰福音十一章一到五节，有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。他姐妹两个人就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死。乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子并拉撒路。
So there is a man named Lazarus who had two sisters, Mary and Martha. They lived in a town called Bethany. They were close friends of Jesus. In fact, we know from Luke chapter 10 that they opened their home to Jesus and the disciples. They served Jesus and Jesus loved them. Such was the relationship between Jesus and this family.
有一个人名叫拉撒路，他有两个姐妹叫马大和玛利亚，他们是住在伯大尼，是耶稣很好的朋友。我们从路加福音得知，他们开放自己的家招待耶稣以及耶稣的门徒，他们服侍耶稣，而耶稣爱他们，这就是耶稣和这家人的关系。
So knowing that Jesus has the power to heal and perform miracles, the sisters of Lazarus sent messengers to ask him for help.Jesus' reply must have been a great comfort to the disciples with him. In verse 4, Jesus says, This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
拉撒路的姐妹知道耶稣有医治和行神迹的能力，他们就打发人去跟耶稣求救。 耶稣的回答一定带给门徒极大的安慰，因为第四节耶稣这么回答，耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Then in verse 6, we find Jesus' action more puzzling. Instead of rushing to Lazarus' bedside, we read in verse 6, so that when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then verse 7, then he said to the disciples, let us go back to Judea.
然后在第六节，耶稣的行为就更令我们稀奇了。他不但没有赶到拉撒路的病床，我们来看第六节，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。第七节，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。
So Jesus was talking to his disciples. Who were these disciples? Where did they come from? What qualifications did they have to become Jesus' disciples?
所以耶稣对门徒说，那这些门徒是谁呢？他们是从哪里来的呢？那他们有什么资格可以成为耶稣的门徒？
Now, when you apply for a school or a job, you need to show you have qualifications. You need to impress upon your interviewer that you're a top-notch candidate.
当你申请学校或是工作的时候，你要展现你是有资格的，你要让你的主考官知道你是顶尖的人选。
So what sort of people did Jesus look for as disciples? Now, we know from the Bible some were fishermen, people of limited education and low station in society. One was a tax collector.Which meant he was actually an outcast, worse than fishermen.
耶稣是要找什么样子的人当门徒呢？有些是渔夫，他们是低学历、低社会地位。有一个是税吏，也就是说他是被犹太社会排挤的。他比渔夫更受到鄙视。
Then there were the disciples' individual personality flaws. For example, Peter was kind of a hothead. He often leaps without looking. Once he saw Jesus walking on water, so he climbed out of the boat to follow him.Only to sink because he didn't have enough faith.
我们再来就是看门徒本身的个性的缺点。彼得可说是个急性子，他看都没看就跳下去了。他看到耶稣行在水面上，就兴冲冲的跟着下去，只是因为缺乏信心，就差点掉下去。
Now later on, he declared to never forsake Jesus, even upon the threat of death, only to deny Jesus 3 times.
他曾经扬言他宁死都不会离弃耶稣，后来却3次不认主。
Then there were James and John, brothers, whom Jesus nicknamed sons of thunder, probably because of their fiery temper.
还有就是雅各和约翰这两个兄弟，耶稣给他们起名叫做雷子，有可能是他们火爆的脾气。
They have been known to prefer violence to solve problems. In Luke chapter 9 verse 54, the sons of thunder, James and John, once asked Jesus if they could call down fire from heaven to destroy an entire Samaritan village for not welcoming Jesus.
大家知道他们都喜欢以暴力来解决问题。在路加福音9章54节，因为撒玛利亚人他们不接待耶稣，所以雷子雅各和约翰就问耶稣说，是否要他们吩咐火从天降下来烧灭整个撒玛利亚村。
So each time Jesus rebuked them, they were supposed to be disciples of one who is called the Counselor, the Prince of Peace, who once taught them by saying, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 9.
耶稣每一次都需要责备他们，可是他们应该是耶稣的门徒啊。耶稣是奇妙测试，和平的君，教导他们说，使人和睦的人有福了。因为他们必称为神的儿子，马太福音5章9节。
So clearly, they were not the brightest students. Many of Jesus' teachings went right over their heads.
所以很明显的，他们不是很聪明的学生。许多耶稣的教导，他们都是左耳进右耳出。
Now, have you ever sat in a class while the professor was lecturing, and you had no idea what the professor was talking about?And you were afraid to raise your hand because, you know, other people might think you're stupid. Have you ever had that experience? I have. And so have the disciples.
你是否是在课堂上，你对于教授教的完全是听不懂一头雾水，可是你又很怕举手发问，因为你怕被耻笑。有没有这样子？我有。而门徒们也有。
I'll give you an example from the Bible. In Mark chapter 9 verse 31, Jesus says to the disciples, The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. they will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise.
我举一个例子，马可福音九章三十一节，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后，过三天他要复活。
Now listen to their reaction in verse 32. But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it.
听听门徒的反应。32节，门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。
Now, let's read the next verse to see what they did afterwards. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet, because on the way, they had argued about who was the greatest. You know, none of them could understand what Jesus was teaching, but that didn't stop them from arguing amongst themselves who was the greatest student.
看下一节，我们看他之后做什么。33节，他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说，你们在路上议论的是什么？门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。他们没有一个人了解耶稣的教导，可是他们不会停止争论谁最大。
Finally, Jesus' disciples were also known for their lack of courage and faith. After Jesus' death on the cross, they were afraid that they too might face the same fate.
不但如此，耶稣的门徒也是缺乏勇气和信心。耶稣在被钉死在十字架之后，这些门徒却担心他们会面临同样的命运。
So upon Jesus' resurrection, it was the women to whom he first appeared, probably because the men were hiding in the house.
首先证实耶稣复活的是女人，很有可能是因为所有的男人都躲在屋子里面。
Now finally, there was the disciple Thomas. He is best known for questioning Jesus' resurrection when first told of it. And today in English, we use the word doubting Thomas to describe someone who refuses to believe anything he is told. We'll read more about him later.
还有多马，大家都知道多马，他起初是怀疑耶稣复活的消息。我们今天英文有一个成语，它是多疑的多马，是来形容一个人他拒绝相信别人的话。那我们之后还会再读到多马。
So these disciples were pillars of Christianity, charged by Christ to bring the news of God's salvation to the whole world. It is clear that they did not achieve this through their own talent or charisma. They did it by the power of God.
这些门徒其实都是基督教的支柱。神赋予他们能力去向全世界传扬神的救赎，可是很明显，他们依靠的绝对不是自己的才能，乃是神的大能。
So what does it mean for us? Who among us gets to be a disciple of Christ?
这对我们来讲有什么意义呢？我们当中谁有资格可以当耶稣的门徒呢？
If you have a college degree, you are already more educated than most of the original disciples.If you can afford to live in the United States to study or work, you are already of a higher social standing than many of his original disciples.
如果你大学毕业，其实你的学历已经高过原先的那一批门徒了。如果你负担得起来美国念书或工作，你的社会经济地位也已经高过大部分的门徒了。
And yet Jesus does not need your advanced degree or your intellect. Now don't get me wrong, God will use your intellect and your skills.But don't confuse God using you with God needing you.
但是耶稣是不需要你的高学历或是你的知识。但是请不要误会我的意思。神会使用你的知识和才能。但是请不要把神使用你跟神需要你混为一谈。
Now God does not need you, and he does not need me. He doesn't need me to stand here to preach today. And he does not need our worship. In Luke chapter 19 verse 40, it says,If we stop praising God, the stones will cry out in worship.
神不需要你，他也不需要我今天在这里讲道。他不需要我们的敬拜赞美。路加福音19章40节这样说，如果我们闭口不赞美，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
So to be able to know God and to serve Him is a gift. Rather than letting you go through life being a stranger to God, He called you friend and child of God.And rather than sitting on the sidelines watching the game, God calls you to be a player on the field.
所以得以认识神，而且还能服侍他，是神给的礼物。与其对你的一生他置之不理，神称呼你为他的朋友，他的孩子。与其让你坐冷板凳，围观一场球赛，他让你下去去打。
So it does not matter what background you came from. It does not matter what personality flaws or limitation that you have. God's might will infinitely overshadow you and your faults. You want to see God doing amazing things through your life? Then fix your eyes on God.
所以不管你的背景是如何，你个人有什么缺点或是障碍，神的大能会永远的遮盖你。你想看看神怎么样使用你来做神迹的事吗？那你得专注于神。Do
not use excuses like I'm not talented or I haven't been a Christian for a long time. Remember Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And Luke chapter 1 verse 37, for nothing is impossible with God.
不要拿我本领不够，或是我当基督徒还不够久来做借口。腓立比书4章13节这样说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。路加福音1章37节，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
So in church, in your fellowships, there are many areas where God can use you. As a Sunday school teacher, or Bible study leader, or being in a choir, or someone being in charge of audio video.
在教会，在团契，神可以在多方面使用你，比如说是主日学老师、代查经、诗班，甚至是影音控制。
Or someone to give rice to people at church. Or how about reaching out to newcomers? Or caring for somebody in need, or even forming a small team of other believers to care for this church and to make it tidy.
还有专车接送人，关心新朋友，照顾有需要的人，还有跟弟兄姐妹一起来整理干净神的家。Jesus
calls you. He calls you because he knows what he can do through you.
耶稣呼召你，然后呼召你，因为他知道他可以透过你来成就事情。
So along the way, he wants to bless you and grow your faith. In the process of being an active member of the church, you get to know Jesus more intimately.
在跟随的这条路上，他要祝福你，好帮助你信心成长。在参与教会的服事中，你会和耶稣走得更亲近。The
original disciples did not always get everything Jesus was saying. Often they did things deserving of the Lord's rebuke. But I noticed they all had one wonderful trait in common. They were teachable.
耶稣的第一批门徒并不是都了解耶稣的教导，他们常常犯错，且他们值得主的责备。可是我发现他们全都有一项共同很美好的共同点，那就是受教的心。They
did not talk back to Jesus when Jesus rebuked them or challenged their worldview. They had a lot to learn, just like us, but they were teachable.
当耶稣责备他们或是挑战他们的世界观的时候，他们并没有回嘴。他们有很多要学，可是他们非常的受教。They
had a second virtue in common. They followed Jesus with their feet.
他们有第二项共同的优点，就是他们有跟随耶稣的行动力。I'll
give you a perfect example of their teachable heart and willingness to follow Jesus with their feet. It's in Luke chapter 5 when Jesus first called his first disciples. Jesus got into the boat belonging to Simon Peter and asked him to put out a little from shore. Jesus said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
有一个例子可以充分地表达门徒们他们受教的心以及他们跟随耶稣的行动力，那就是路加福音第5章，当耶稣呼召他的第一批门徒的时候。 那时耶稣上了一只船，是西门的，西门把船撑开，稍微离岸之后，他教训岸上的人。耶稣就对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，打网下鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依照依从你的话，我就下网。”Now
notice how he did not talk back to Jesus. He did not say, "Why should I let down the net? I've already tried all night. It's not going to work." His answer to Jesus showed a lack of understanding as to why Jesus told him to let down the nets, but it also showed his obedience to Jesus nonetheless.
注意他并没有回嘴，他并没有说我为什么要下网，我已经试了整晚没用啦。相反的，西门对耶稣的回答，显明出他虽然并不了解为什么耶稣要他这么做，让他下网。
So listen to his words again. Master, We worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.
仔细听，他说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。
Next, they followed Jesus with their feet. Luke chapter 5 verse 11 says, they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
接着他们就以行动来跟随耶稣。路加福音5章11节，他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
So in the end, they found out who Jesus truly was and saw miraculous works of God done in their lives. And while it's easy for me to judge those disciples for their shortcomings, I realized that the two virtues they had in common were all that Jesus wanted from them.
到最后他们终于发现耶稣是谁，也见证到神在他们生命中所行的神迹。虽然我们很容易去批评门徒们他们的缺点，可是我们看到他们有共同两项优点，却是耶稣对他们唯一的要求。
What they lacked in education, courage, and faith, Jesus will give them. Just fishermen, you say? In the book of Acts, Peter would out-debate and out-reason even the religious leaders who opposed them.
他们缺少的是教育、勇气和信心，而这些耶稣都会加添给他们。你会不会说他们只是渔夫啊？在《使徒行传》，彼得辨明了那些反对他们的宗教学者。
In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, it says, When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
使徒行传4章13节这么说，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
These two traits that you must have to follow Jesus, which the original disciples had, are number one, a teachable heart, and number two, feet that follow Jesus.
所以跟随耶稣必要的两个特质也是第一批门徒有的。第一就是受教的心，第二就是跟随耶稣的行动力。
Now, Jesus' disciples followed him all the way through John chapter 11, and now Jesus was asking them to follow him into danger. Verse 6 to 7, So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days, and then he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea, meaning to see Lazarus. His disciples were well aware of the danger of going back there. So in verse 8, they replied, But Rabbi, a short while ago, the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you're going back?
在路加福音11章，耶稣的门徒跟随他，现在耶稣要门徒跟他到危险处。11章6到7节，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天，后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧，就是去看拉撒路。他的门徒很清楚犹太有危险。第8节，门徒说，拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？
Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by the world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light.
耶稣回答说，白日不是有12个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
Now, if you find Jesus' answer cryptic, you're not alone. His disciples didn't get it either.
如果你觉得耶稣的回答很难懂，你不是唯一一个，因为他的门徒也听不懂。
Now, to understand Jesus' words, we have to understand that Jesus referred to himself as the light of the world.
要了解耶稣的话，我们就必须了解耶稣他称他自己是世界的光。
Now, John writes about Jesus in chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Verse 9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
约翰在约翰福音第一章这么写，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Jesus is the true light that came to the world. While Jesus walked on earth, it was like light coming into a world of darkness to give us day.
耶稣是来这世界上的真光，当耶稣行在这世上，就像是光来到一个黑暗的世界，是要给我们白日。
And as long as Jesus was on earth, he was doing the work of the Father who sent him. This is what Jesus meant when he said in John chapter 9 verse 4 to 5, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. In other words, as long as I am with you, I must do the work the Heavenly Father sent me here to do. Now Jesus goes on, night is coming when no one can work, but while I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
而且耶稣趁着他还在世上的时候，他做天父差他来的工。耶稣在约翰福音九章四到五节说，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工，指的就是这个意思。换句话说，只要我与你们同在，我就必须做天父差我来的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。
So in chapter 11 verse 9 and 10 where we just read, Jesus told his disciples, anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. Walking in the daytime means walking with Jesus. If you follow Jesus, you will not stumble. God will not leave you behind.
所以在11章9到10节，耶稣告诉门徒说，人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。在白日走路就是与耶稣同行，如果你跟随耶稣，你就不会跌倒，因为他不会撇下你。
In verse 10, it is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light. It means that if you walk without Jesus, if you go your own way in life without God, you will fail.
第十节，若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。这里是说，如果你不与耶稣同行，你选择没有神的生活，你就会跌倒。
Now go on to verse 11. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. Another example of how clueless the disciples can be.
十一节，耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是照常睡了，又是一个门徒们毫无头绪的例子。
So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him.
耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信，如今我们可以往他那里去吧。
Jesus was asked to heal a sick man, and now the man is dead. What was the point of going there, especially when it puts Jesus and the disciples in danger?
耶稣被要求去医治一个人，那现在这个人死了，那为什么还要去呢？况且去那儿对耶稣和他的门徒都有危险。
The disciples clearly did not understand what Jesus intended to do with Lazarus, and yet Jesus was still going to him. Then, what one of the disciples said really moved my heart. Verse 16, Then Thomas said to the rest of the disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him.
门徒们完全不了解耶稣要怎么样去处置拉撒路，耶稣还是要往他那里去。然后其中有一个门徒的回答让我很感动。第十六节，多马就对那同坐门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。
Let us also go, that we may die with him.
我们也去和他同死吧。
Doubting Thomas may have his faults, but here,He displays an act of great loyalty. In his imperfect understanding, he thinks if he kept following Jesus, he, along with Jesus and the other disciples, probably gonna die. But does he argue with the Lord? No. Does he turn his feet 180 degrees and walk away from the Lord? No.
多疑的多马有他的缺点，但是这里他展现出极大的忠心。在他有限的了解下，他以为跟随耶稣的最后会和其他的门徒还有耶稣一起殉道身亡。他有跟耶稣争辩吗？没有。他有转身离去吗？没有。
A teachable heart and feet that follow Jesus, the hallmark of a true disciple. Thomas will keep following Jesus. His journey with Jesus ends with the realization and proclamation of who Jesus truly is. My Lord and my God. John chapter 20, verse 28.
一颗受教的心和跟随耶稣的行动力就是耶稣门徒的特点。多马会持续跟随耶稣，他跟随耶稣的脚踪到最后，在领悟到耶稣真正是谁的时候，宣告说：“我的主，我的神。”在约翰福音二十章二十八节。
So what does this experience tell us about following Jesus? Well, it clearly tells us that we will encounter hardship and even the death of fellow believers.
这个经历告诉我们，跟随耶稣是什么？很明显的，我们会遇到困难，甚至同伴们的死亡。
We pray for those among us who are ill, just like Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus asking for help. And sometimes, God's answer is just like the story here. Other times, God leads us to... God leads us to where there is danger.
我们会为生病的人祷告，就像玛利亚和马大一样。有时候神的回答会跟这个故事一样，有时候神会带领我们到危险的地方。
So when that time comes, can we be like Thomas? Can we follow Jesus with loyalty? For most Christians, including myself, we put condition. We put conditions on following Jesus, don't we?
那个时候，当危难的时候，危险的时候，我们会像多马吗？我们会不会忠心的跟随耶稣？大部分的基督徒，包括我自己，跟随耶稣是有条件的，不是吗？
Our lips may pray, Lord, send me to share the gospel. But our hearts say, oh, please don't send me to Africa.
我们嘴巴会祷告说，主啊，差派我去传福音，可是我们心里会想，不要送我去非洲。
Our lips may pray, Lord, lead me to where you want me to go. But our hearts are tempted to simply follow the job with the best offer, best security.
我们嘴巴会祷告，主啊，带领我到你要我去的地方，可是我们的心却会被诱惑，我们追随着高薪的工作。
It is tempting for us to care more about the circumstances than being with Jesus. Like Thomas, we don't always see why God lets some things happen. We cannot see how things will turn out at the end. And that is very scary. But will our feet continue to follow the Lord? I pray that I do, and I hope that you will too.
我们是很容易去在乎环境的，胜过于跟随耶稣，就像多马一样，我们不会了解到神的作为，我们看不到事情的最终，这可以是让人非常害怕。可是我们的脚步仍然会跟随神吗？我求神让我会跟随他，我也希望你会。
Years ago, I came across something in my reading that taught me how to face hard times in my life.
之前我读到一篇文章，是教我如何度过人生的困难。
It says that living life is like learning how to drive. And to be a good driver, you must learn how to respond to the different signs and signals that you come across on the road. And you will never be a good driver if you ask, why is there a stop sign here?
生活就像是学开车，要成为一个好驾驶员，就必须学习对路上的各种交通标志都有一些正确的反应。如果你只是问说，诶，这为什么有一个 stop sign 在这啊？你永远都无法成为一个好驾驶员。
The appropriate question a good student driver would ask, how do I respond properly to this stop sign? And you will find it more helpful and practical to ask how more often instead of why to life's questions.
一个好的驾驶学生应该都有的问题是，面临这个 stop sign, 我应该要做什么才对？你会发现，当你面对人生的课题，常问怎么办，比常问为什么还来得实际有帮助。
And guess what? The Bible is filled with answers to how we ought to respond to life's difficult questions.
你知道吗？圣经里面其实就提供了许多怎么办的答案，来针对生活的疑难杂症。
Now the Bible also tells us that God will eventually tell us why things happen. When we have followed Christ to the end and have been transformed and matured by the journey. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 12 it says, For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known.
圣经也提到将来当我们跟随耶稣到最后经过了历练转变而成熟那时候神就会告诉我们为什么事情会那样发生。哥林多前书13章12节提到我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看模糊不清到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限到那时就全知道如同主知道我一样。
As for following the Lord, Jesus tells us to expect hardship. And heartbreak. In the same sentence, he also comforts us in the knowledge of who he is. John chapter 16 verse 33, Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
至于跟随耶稣，他让我们知道我们是会面临苦难和伤心的。但是同时间他也安慰我们，让我们知道他是谁。约翰福音16章33节我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安在世上你们有苦难但你们可以放心我已经胜了世界
Now all this talk about following Jesus unconditionally leads to the inevitable question Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus that we should follow him?
所有这些关于跟随耶稣的谈论让我们思考到一个不可避免的问题那就是耶稣是谁我们为什么要跟随耶稣
Thomas said it when he finally saw and touched the resurrected Christ My Lord and my God
当多马最后看到也摸到复活的主耶稣时他这么叫耶稣我的主我的神
Jesus is God from heaven who came to this world as a manThe Bible refers to Jesus as the Son of God. He came to save us from ourselves, for we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
耶稣是天上的神，降世为人。圣经称耶稣为神的儿子。他将我们从自己的罪恶中拯救出来，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
This is how the Apostle John writes about Jesus in chapter 1.In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Then the Word became flesh, and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son,Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
使徒约翰如此描述耶稣，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，那光是真光。照亮一切生在世上的人道成的肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
Jesus is God who became a man He is the Son of God Referring to himself Jesus said in John chapter 3 verse 17 to 18 For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world but to save the world through him Whoever believes in him is not condemnedBut whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
耶稣是神的儿子他是神的儿子他成为人。在约翰福音三章十七到十八节耶稣讲到他自己的时候他这样说因为神差他的儿子降世不是要定世人的罪乃是要叫世人因他得救。 信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
You know, we follow Jesus not because he's a great teacher. We follow him because he's the Son of God.
我们跟随耶稣不是因为他是个好老师，我们跟随耶稣是因为他是神的儿子。
Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And he also says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies.
耶稣说，我是世上的光，也说复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Now a man who is merely a man and said the kind of things that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. In the mouth of any speaker who is not God, those words would imply a silliness and conceit unrivaled by any other character in history. And yet, when you read the Bible, you do not get the impression of Jesus as silly or conceited.
一个平凡的人如果说了耶稣说的这一番话，是不会让他成为伟大的道德老师的。反而，这些话如果不是出自于神，只会让说话的人显得是史上无与伦比的傲慢与愚蠢。但是，当你读圣经的时候，你绝对不会认为耶稣是愚蠢或傲慢的。
To be a disciple, to follow him as Lord, you have to first believe that Jesus is the Son of God, sent to bring salvation to a world of darkness, a world of sinners. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son,that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
要成为门徒，要跟随耶稣，首先你得相信耶稣是神的儿子，来到这个充满黑暗、罪人的世界，为的是要带来拯救。约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So to summarize today's message, first,Who is qualified to be a disciple of Jesus? Well, from a human perspective, this church is filled with people who are overqualified, people who have masters and PhDs. But from God's perspective, there are many who are not qualified because they are unable to humble themselves before God. Like the apostles in the Bible, God calls those who have a teachable heart and whose feet are willing to follow in Christ's footsteps.
我们来总结一下今天的讯息，谁有资格能够成为耶稣的门徒呢？从人的眼光来看，这个教会是充满条件过高的人，许多的博士和硕士。然而，从神的眼光来看，很多人是不够资格的，因为他们不能谦卑在神的面前。神呼召的人就像圣经里面的使徒一样，他们必须都有一颗受教的心，还有愿意跟随耶稣的行动力。
Second, Jesus is worth our loyalty because he's the Son of God. Only the Son of God can say things like, I'm the resurrection and the life. Jesus came down from heaven to die on the cross for you and me, not just to set us free from our sins, but also to make us his disciples.
耶稣是配得我们的忠心的，因为他是神的儿子。只有神的儿子才能说，复活在我，生命也在我。耶稣从天降下，为了你我而被钉死在十字架上，不单是救我们脱离罪的捆绑，也是要叫我们成为他的门徒。
And finally, as disciples of Jesus, we will face hardship and heartbreak. And actually, everyone on earth knows of pain. But the Christian does not have to face it alone. The Christian follows a God who knows what it means to be human,to have pain, to suffer injustice, and to die. But God also gives us the faith and strength to reach the great reward that awaits every believer. He will never leave you behind as you walk with him.
身为耶稣的门徒，我们会面临苦难和悲伤。事实上，这世界每一个人都知道痛苦的滋味，可是基督徒不需要独自面对。基督徒所跟随的这位神是了解人类的处境，他有痛苦，有不公平，有死亡。神也赐下信心和力量来帮助相信他的人得奖赏。只要你与神同行，他总不撇下你。
I end with the words of Jesus, John chapter 10, verse 27 to 28, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand."
我以耶稣的话来做结束。约翰福音十章二十七到二十八节。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
接下来我用中文要对慕道友说几句话。如果你还不是耶稣的门徒，但是你希望跟随他，我来解释这个方法。事实上并不难，就像 ABC。A 就是 admit, 承认。首先你需要承认在神面前知道你是罪人。圣经说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。第二 ,B 就是 believe, 相信。相信什么呢？相信耶稣是神的儿子，为你的罪死在十字架上。罗马书第五章第八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。最后如果有承认还相信，就需要有一个反应，就是 C, confess, 宣告。宣告什么呢？真正相信就会公开承认接受耶稣为你的主和救主。罗马书第十章九到十节说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。今天早上等一下会有一个机会，如果你还不认识耶稣，你是一位慕道友，希望神感动你，希望你可以有一颗受教的心，也同时有愿意跟随耶稣的脚步。